Flip us on and flip them off. Radioslot.com. You're now tuned in to the hottest show on the net on Radioslot.com.
Welcome to Raquel and the Russian.
What's up?
What is going on? There is a lot going on, as always.
Too much.
I know. But I mean, we have so much going on, I mean, with the earth, with politics.
A lot of effery.
A lot of satanic craziness going on. And, yep. And human trafficking craziness going on.
Puppeteering, yes.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
So, how are you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Very good.
Good.
In case you don't know, that is Raquel, and
hi.
I'm the Russian. And, yeah, we're on Radioslot.com here, and we're going to be talking about so many things, as always. For instance.
Topic number one, Miss Roseanne Barr. Poor
yes.
thing. Her whole show canceled.
I know. And actually, I like the show. I always loved the show.
It was awesome.
I
yeah,
loved the
too.
Original show always. Great. You know, she was always kind of, you know, cutting edge and kind of, you know.
A smart-ass realist.
Yes,
she's
yes,
awesome.
Yes, yes, yes. Always loved her.
Grew up know? With her. Yeah.
And actually never really knew anything about her, you know, views of, you know, politically or otherwise, really.
Yeah.
But, you know, she was always very funny and, you know, great show, great writing.
She was the show I'd watch after school every day.
Yeah.
You know, one of them. One of the shows, but yeah.
So they started the new show, a whole new Roseanne, and
one whole season, and like
right,
the day after
right.
the completion of the first season, I think, or very soon after the first season
well,
was done.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I watched two episodes, but
yeah, right after the whole first season was done, this whole thing happens.
But it's amazing to come back. What is it? 20, you know?
Was it over 20
years?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, over 20 years to come back and start a new show, the same characters.
Yep.
Same actors playing the characters.
Yeah.
That was pretty amazing.
Even Jackie next door.
I know.
Or was that her sister? Or
that's
she
her
neighbor?
Sister.
Okay.
That's her sister.
Jackie, her sister, yeah.
Yeah. So, So ABC, which is owned by Disney.
Right.
Apparently canceled the show because of Roseanne Barr's tweets. Interesting.
Yeah.
Now,
and it wasn't even that bad, I don't think.
Well.
I mean, I guess
well,
depends on who you ask, but... There's been worse things said about certain people from certain
yeah,
people, right?
There's been worse things said for sure.
But to cancel,
but it was a little heavy about, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she said something like, "The combination of Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes equals Valerie Jarrett."
Yeah, in regards to Obama and her or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
was it nice? It was not nice.
Right. I mean,
but to cancel the poor woman's show and everybody else lost their job too.
Right.
She feels
right.
like a super scumbag
of
for
course,
that. You
of
know?
Course. Of course. Now, people don't know who Valerie Jarrett is.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
Yeah.
I didn't really know anything about her.
Well, she was a very important part of President Obama's administration and was one of the key players and his senior most advisor, actually.
She was calling the shots.
Yeah. I believe she was calling shots for Obama, personally. Don't have any... I mean, there's a little bit of proof that's trickling out to those effects, but no definite proof on that. But that's just my opinion on that.
Yeah.
But I think Valerie has done, a lot of not-so-good things as well. And so, I don't know.
She's got quite a jacket here. I mean,
yeah, why don't you tell us a little bit about about Valerie Jarrett.
She's a ball buster. She's, okay, she's the senior advisor to Mr. Obama, was. She chaired the White House Council on Women and Girls.
Wow.
What else? Let's see. She had, she had a staff of approximately 36 full-time Secret Service people. She must have something bad going on. I mean, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
I mean, the president has how many? I mean, maybe more than that. I don't know. But that just sounds like a lot for some gal.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, because she's got a lot of power.
Yeah.
And some say even maybe more power than the president had.
She co-chaired the White House Task Force to Protect Students from Sexual Assault. She was a speaker on Voices in Leadership, an original Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health series gal, leadership in the White House. Blah, blah, blah. She's got her, I mean, she's got it going on, I guess, but...
Oh, yeah. She's been a very, very busy woman.
Oh, she joined... Oh. Ooh. After leaving the White House, she worked as the non-salaried advisor to Obama Foundation.
Right. The Obamas created a foundation. You know, they figured they'd follow the Clintons.
And right. Right. And a board of directors of the Aerial Investments and joined the board of directors of the ride-sharing company Lyft. I did not know
really?
That. I've got some beef to pull with them. Anyways, I got to write some letters to those guys.
Well, this is one very powerful woman.
I guess so. She really is. And she signed a book deal with Viking Press for a book expected to be released next year.
Really?
So she's, joined the board of directors of Lyft. Interesting.
Wow. Very interesting.
That's quite a little combo pack of her accomplishments there.
Exactly.
Hmm.
So they canceled the show of Roseanne because of her tweet. And she apologized for the tweet, unlike many other people that have been.
Right.
Like, what's her name? Samantha Bee.
Samantha Bee.
Yes. I guess she put out some kind of a tweet about
Ivanka I think.
Trump. Yeah.
Called her the C word.
Yeah. And I guess she's not getting fired.
Yeah. So what the heck?
I mean, that's interesting, but.
This is so high school. He said, she said, she coming in, he coming in. Why don't you all focus your energy on something positive instead of this BS? So stupid. Sounds
exactly.
like freshman year.
Well,
God.
Yeah. And poor Roseanne. I mean,
I
she's
know.
Very sad.
I the mean, American sure, people she, love her.
Sure. Sure. And on her show, she was, you know, as her show was in the past, she's this middle America, you know, family.
Right.
You know, and now she's did the same thing in her new rebirth of the show.
Right.
And of course, there was some conservative talk, you know, now that President Trump's in office and all that. And apparently, a lot of people didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people did.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So.
And I guess Roseanne, after she tweeted that little comment about the Planet of the Apes thing, she said, oh, it's my Ambien. I woke up early, and she tried to blame her Ambien or whatever.
And then
someone came back and counter retweeted and said, no, that cannot be blah, blah, blah.
I
poor thing.
That.
She's like, okay, I'm sorry. Sorry. She's being very professional now with her little tweets.
I know.
But
and she's very sad for
I'm
all the
sure
people who lost
so
their
embarrassed.
Job.
I'm sure she's so embarrassed. Yeah, everyone lost their job.
Yeah, right.
And in the new series that came out with Roseanne, her granddaughter or grandson in the show is a little black child.
That's right.
I mean,
that's
and
right.
It's a
well, she was always very controversial. She talked about
true.
All the controversial subjects on the show, in the old show, I should say,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure in the new show.
The new ones, I saw a couple of them. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
They're very funny.
She's funny.
Very witty.
Yeah. She's very funny.
She's very funny.
I mean, the characters they created on the show.
Oh, my
great.
Gosh. And did you know, here's a fun fact. You know, Darlene, the one daughter in her show.
Right.
Do you know she's married to the gal from the lead singer to the Four Non Blondes, Linda Perry, I believe is her name.
No way.
Yeah. They're happily married. I believe they're still married. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. I love that
band.
Well,
I think
that
I remember
great.
In one of the shows, and that's another thing that they would do on Roseanne's show, is that sometimes they would go and make comments in the show that were really addressing personal things of the actress or actor.
Really?
Yeah, in their lives.
That's cool.
And so it was interesting. I saw on the show, one of the shows that I saw for the new Roseanne, mm-hmm. The Rebirth, was where they made some kind of reference about being gay.
Uh-huh.
To Darlene.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right.
Because Darlene's son went to school in a dress on
first
day.
Right.
Did you see? I saw that one, yeah.
Yes, right?
Yes.
And did they do that?
And Roseanne took the little boy to school. And like.
And then they said some comment to Darlene, though, something about
gay. Yes.
She goes,
so I'm not gay, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That good call.
So, that's one of the things that they would do on her show, even before.
Huh.
Which was interesting. They'll take this little shot that was like about the real person, the real actor.
That's cool.
Versus the character.
I love it.
Yeah. You know?
I love it.
So, anyway.
And Jackie, the sister, is very off the hook in this series.
She always was.
Her views are very off the
hook. She was always very a very sexual woman.
Yeah.
And
really
know,
kind
and
of a
all
loud
kinds
mouth.
Of guys all the time. And she was a cop, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Was she? That's right. God.
Yeah.
You got a good memory. I forgot all about that shit. Yep. Yeah. We love you, Roseanne.
I know. I'm really,
give Roseanne her job back. Come on. It's so dumb. People talk smack all the time. Just because someone put her on a little tweet, whatever.
But again, that's the problem.
Yeah, she should have closed her mouth. She shouldn't have said that. But
yeah.
But to lose your job, is Twitter part of ABC or something? And Disney? Why is it? I don't know.
I mean, I don't ever Facebook anything like that.
I wouldn't either. I know.
I mean, I don't know.
I know. But a lot of people get away with shit way worse than that. People laugh at it and forward it and retweet and retwat, whatever. Sorry. Can I get a retwat? Sorry.
Are you on Twitter?
Are you on Twitter? I twat a lot. I'm a super twatter.
You what a lot?
Sorry, did I say that or think that?
Yeah, we need to go down to the bar. Have you been on Twitter today?
Twat are you talking about?
Yeah. I've been twatting all day.
I think I have twatinitis. Okay, enough of that.
Okay.
Anyway, back at the ranch.
Oh, my goodness. So, anyway, we decided to add another new segment to our show, which is called Women of Excellence.
Oh, yes.
And who's our Woman of Excellence?
Miss Laura Ingraham. She's currently on Fox News, and she's fabulous.
Yes.
She's amazing. She speaks her mind.
Oh, yeah.
She is pretty. She's smart. She's got a good voice.
Oh, yeah.
She's very matter-of-fact, and she's funny.
She's very,
very
funny.
Yes. Sometimes you got to pay attention to catch her kind of wit, but she's
off the hook. Got this little dry humor.
Yeah, she totally has her little dry wit. It's She's very, very awesome, though. She used to be the speech writer in the Reagan admin in the 80s.
Right.
She also worked as a judicial clerk in the Second Circuit Court of Appeals in New York.
Wow.
In the Supreme Court. She's pretty awesome. Yeah. For Clarence Thomas. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She worked as an attorney and for Skadden Arp, Slate, Meagher, and Flom in New York City. She's pretty awesome. But she did get in trouble recently for that one kid from the shooting in Florida. What was that? What's his name?
Oh,
James Hogg
or
whatever. Hogg. The one. Yeah. So she decided to take her vacation at that point. She was off the air for like 2 weeks or something.
Yeah. I think I remember that.
Yes.
What's
his name? David Hogg or something. Yeah.
So she has a show that's recently started. I think it just started, actually. It was either the beginning of the year or the end of last year.
The Ingraham Angle.
Yeah. The Ingraham Angle. Yeah. On Fox News. And, it's a really good, informative show.
Very. Fox is pretty on point. They're pretty awesome.
Well, I mean, like I said, even me, even in Fox, I mean, I don't believe everything they say.
Right.
As a matter of fact,
not
I would have to say I'm probably about 60%.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, about 60.
You know, but.
Well, because the whole media is controlled by who? The CIA, apparently.
Right. Organizations and powerful people here. But
three-letter government.
Yeah. But Laura Ingraham is amazing how she goes and deals with her guests, how she'll go and cut them off. Shut it down. She will shut it down. Mm-hmm. She takes control of the show.
Yes, she does.
And that's
she's strong.
She's a very strong woman. I love it,
Yeah.
I love strong women. She's not only strong and intelligent, but beautiful.
Yes.
And all those play in her favor.
That's right.
In putting the message across.
Yes.
And I love it.
I didn't realize she had so many books out, too. She's got one called
Really?
The Hillary Trap, Looking for Power in All the Wrong Places.
No way.
Shut Up and Sing, from How Elites from Hollywood, Politics, and the UN Are Subverting America. Power
oh my
to the People
God.
In New York.
Oh, my God.
The Obama Diaries.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She's great. I'm going to have to check some of those out. Anyways.
Well, I'm not a big book reader, so
unfortunately. You can get that stuff online now. You can e-book it.
Yeah, I guess I could.
It's, in your spare time, like you have a lot of spare time, Russian. Really.
But, she's very good person to kind of listen to because she puts out some really good information.
Yeah, she does.
She the way she addresses it is totally professional.
You guys should check it out.
Yeah.
The Ingraham Angle on Fox News.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, we're going to have to go and take a little break here. Hope you stay with us. We've got so much more right here on Raquel and the Russian on Radioslot.com.
Stick around.
Hi, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Marcus J.
We are your straight male friends. Now, we've got these new headphones from Logitech. Now, the Logitech UE custom in-ear monitors are what all musicians wear. It's like the, it's the standard. But they've taken that technology, Marcus, and put it into headphones that you and I can afford.
Yeah, you just gave me these. I am fitting them on my head right now.
You've got the new 4000s.
And these sound ridiculous. It's as if you are in my head speaking to me.
I know. Don't I sound great?
You do, and usually you don't. But now, with the headphones.
I love these headphones.
The headphones are like beer goggles for your ears.
I like the big fat ones, and I can't hear. The good thing is I don't have to hear you and Charlene chitty chat off air because they're noise canceling as well. They have also got some absolutely great Bluetooth wireless speakers that sound like giant speakers.
Awesome.
Go try them out. That's the only way you're going to know how great they are. Go to Best Buy or the Apple Store. Hear them, buy them. If you live for music, then you'll love these new products. Power to the music!
What are they called? Logitech UE.
Logitech UE. Go get them today at a store near you and put them in your ears.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Pickled Pig's Feet Eater.
Mr. Pickled Pig's Feet Eater.
Ignoring all you know about pigs and where they live and what they step in, you look at their pickled paws and say, yummy.
Look and taste it.
Craving only the most daring meal, you pass up the cow tongue, skate by the head cheese, dismiss the Rocky Mountain oysters. But a pig's foot soaked in pickle juice, now that's good eating.
Save me a big one.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Pickled Pig's Feet Eater, because it takes guts to eat those feet.
Thank you, Mr. Pickled Pig's Feet Eater.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Vanessa
and Katie of Little Gray Clouds,
and you're listening to The Talk Slot on Radioslot.com.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6 here with a DVD edition of my latest commercial. It's basically the same as my other commercials, just with one of those fancy director commentary features. Anyway, for a clean, comfortable room for the lowest price of any national chain, Motel 6 is the only place
well,
to go.
Okay, well, what I was going for in this scene was a sense of childlike innocence with a subtext of man's eternal struggle against ennui and stuff.
Cable
I think I got it.
Plus free local calls, and most local...
Funny story here. I planned to use a swing and tilt camera for that line, but our budget was cut, so I improvised with a shoebox and 2 pounds of bacon.
To get you going again.
It's like I always say, love that. Life is a bowl of cherries, hate that. And happiness is friendly, courteous service. Producers made me say that. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. I was going to go for a darker ending, something about, you know, not leaving a light on, but it didn't test well.
Hey, this is Elena.
And this is Vanessa.
Of Scene Sauce. Catch us on the air every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. on Radioslot.com.
The radio station with a heartbeat. Heartbeat. Get into the groove. Radioslot.com.
Welcome back. Raquel the Russian.
Hey, hey.
So.
This next one's a good one. This is a good one.
It's an interesting one anyway. I mean, it's...
It's out there, really.
Well, it is. And so before we go and bring up what it is exactly, you know, we have to go and think about how we have this society that actually goes and claims that they're against certain things in the world that goes on, but yet somehow it seems like they have a double standard
right. When
it comes to wanting to get what they want to get.
Right.
So
wanting to get what they want to get.
Right?
Yep.
I mean that's straight a pretty up simple way of putting
yeah
it, but
yeah,
you know. And so it's interesting that this next story is what it kind of blows me away.
Yeah.
Particularly since this man was just up in front of Congress not too long
the
ago.
The timing is just really
right
quite epic.
And of course we're talking about Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook.
Yep.
So what's the new
their next move?
Yeah, what's their next move?
Facebook wants your nudes to combat revenge porn. Let me explain. It's really out there. I mean, come on. Okay, so basically this little article from the Daily News states that the social networking Facebook site is implementing a pilot program meant to help protect victims. Victims.
Yeah,
of revenge
word.
Porn. The non-consensual sharing of someone else's nude photos from those photos being shared on Facebook, Messenger, and Instagram.
Really?
Are you a victim?
Yes.
Are you, Russian, are you a victim of nude porn?
Probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably. We all must be.
I haven't done much
are
posting
you a
in
Facebook
the nude,
nude?
So.
Yeah.
And I don't
me
take
neither.
Selfies.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't have my selfie stick today. Sorry. Yeah. So it says, in order to participate, however, you must provide Facebook with a nude photo. So you need to give it up.
You
need to give it up to Mr. Zucker.
Yes.
If
so send them all in. We want all your porn pictures.
So go ahead and go in the bathroom when your mom's not around. Go ahead and do what you got to do. Take some snapshots. Get your selfie stick and take some pictures.
Right.
If someone suspects.
Get them all up under there, you know.
All up in it. Oh, my goodness. All up in ebbiness. Woo. You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Excuse us. All up in it. If someone suspects they've been hacked or that someone will post sensitive photos without their consent, the victim can preempt the image-based assault, quote-unquote, by filling out a form and uploading a photo of themselves via Messenger.
Right.
Nude photo via Messenger.
Nude photos.
Photos.
Yes. Hmm. And they can go and
wonder
take
how many
a fingerprint.
Megabytes or gigabytes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course, they won't keep a copy of this picture,
right, that
by
too.
Way.
Right. That other article states,
right.
Yeah, they're going to get fingerprinted.
They have no interest in that whatsoever.
Right. No one's going to look at it.
Right.
Well, someone's got to push the friggin' buttons. Come on. Push the button, get it. Sorry.
Oh,
okay, so it says that Facebook would then use technology to hash the photo, basically creating a digital fingerprint of the image. So if someone puts the offending pic, Facebook, or someone posts the offending pic, Facebook can prevent it from being uploaded, alerting the offender they violate Facebook's policies. I'm sorry, but if I had nude photos of myself, I wouldn't just keep them on standby on my phone.
That is the biggest, stupidest thing
to
do.
Oh, but wait, let me take a photo of myself real quick, just in case if I, in the future, take a picture of myself and it gets in the wrong hands. Revenge porn. Right. Watch out, everybody.
You see, and that's what people don't realize, you know? I know the smartphone is really easy, and it's right there and all
right,
that.
Right, yeah.
And it's got everything. It's got the camera, the video, and all that. Mm-hmm. And that's what mostly people use to go and take these nude pictures of themselves.
Right.
But
I'm sorry. I use my Polaroid, my old school Polaroid, to take my nudies. I mean, come on. Move over. Snapchats or whatevers.
Wow, are they something.
Are they something? With my Polaroid selfie stick.
Your Polaroid selfie
yeah.
stick.
Yeah. Gotta wait. You gotta blow on the picture. Hold on. Wait for it. Yeah.
You know, that could have worked.
Hmm.
Back in the day, that would have been
a big
seller.
That'd be one hell of a stick.
Yeah, a stick with a little button on to go trigger the Polaroid.
With a little fan to blow on the picture.
They already had to hold the bottom for it.
So some of the millennials probably don't even know what a Polaroid picture is.
Polaroid?
What the hell? Pac-Man? Yeah. What's Pac-Man? Polaroids? I don't know what the hell you're talking about. He-Man? G.I.
Joe? Is that the real wide shot? The real
yeah.
Big... No, not panoramic.
Not panoramic.
Yeah. Polaroid.
Polaroid. Oh, Lord.
But
no offense.
Right, right.
Anyway.
So.
Can you believe that? Revenge porn. That would be a great band name. Revenge
yes.
porn.
Right.
Hey, you should register that one. Revenge porn.
I don't know. I thought always wanted, you know, to be there's some funny things I could come up with. This.
Go for it. We can edit later.
Be all jacking off squirrels in the corner of the room. Ha ha, you can't get.
Ha ha, jacking off squirrels.
You're not getting it. I'm getting revenge.
It's the revenge porn era. I'm sorry. This is the era of revenge porn.
Jacking off squirrels.
Jacking off squirrels. That's got to take some effort. What are you doing, bro? Where are you even lagging? Are you doing jacking up squirrels?
Yeah, somebody's got to do it.
Oh, shit. We have lost our minds.
I know.
Or as my mother would say, you can't lose something you never had.
We haven't even been drinking any shots.
I know. What's wrong with us? We didn't.
Well, I think we.
Oh, is it all gone?
Yeah.
We can't squeeze the glass bottle a little bit?
We might be able to wring out a little bit. Maybe a couple drops.
Yes. Smirnoff. Or a Stoli. Stoli.
So,
anyway, back at the ranch. Revenge
Facebook
porn. Yeah.
Is going to go and what a great ploy.
And the timing, I don't get
right.
that. The timing.
Right after. He went
goes
and
in front of Congress.
I know.
Not amazing. Under oath, by the way.
Right.
Both times.
You know.
That's some effery right there. I'm sorry.
I don't get that.
I don't either.
I think if anybody is coming in front of our Congress, they should be
put
under
your hand
oath.
On the book and say it. That's right.
I don't care who you are.
That's right. If it was me, I'd be up there under over every kind of oath from here to China, and they'd lock me up, throw away the key, and forget about me.
I mean, if you're not under oath, then
what's
the whole
point?
Purpose?
Thank you. Yeah. What a waste of money.
Well, and time, money, stress, everything. Energy. You know, non-production. I mean, it's ridiculous. That's what we do in our government.
Yeah.
It's just nuts.
Yeah, it is. It's non-productive. Yeah, not productive at all.
So he comes out with this, and literally, I think it was within 2 to 3 weeks after
a couple
he was
weeks.
In, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Comes out with this whole thing,
mm-hmm.
You know, and so.
It's like he doesn't even, I don't know. Who's his puppeteer?
I mean, what a great ploy. Like, say, hey, yeah, we're going to protect you, so just send us all your porn.
What's
okay?
The point? Is he trying to get, I know, is he trying to get more users or something?
Oh, maybe he's got.
I'm going to move over to Facebook because I can get my shit fingerprinted, my nudes.
Well, maybe he's got.
You know? What the fuck? What the fudge sickles? Sorry.
Yeah, next there'll be a TV commercial for it. We want your nudes, okay?
Act now.
We'll protect you.
Oh, my God. Act now.
Act now.
While supplies last.
Load them up.
Load them up.
Facebook.com.
Oh, my gosh. What does this world come to?
But what a ploy, I mean, to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And what a company to initiate.
To have the balls to do that?
I mean, they're the biggest social networking platform in the world. And wow.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, and I always thought that they were, you know, I know their premise is that they want to go and protect so they don't end up on Facebook. I understand that. But, you know.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, though.
Yeah, but because they go, as soon as their algorithm finds a nude picture, they go and cancel it anyway.
Right, but what if you've never taken a nude picture, but I better take one right now just in case? Holy shit, I got to take a nude pic.
I didn't even think of that.
I mean, seriously.
A whole new campaign.
Oh my.
You should all take nude pics of yourselves and send them to us. We know you never did it before, but it's in your best interest.
But it's in your best interest because we'll fingerprint you, your picture. And just in case, it's the JIC movement, just in case. Oh, my gosh, revenge porn.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Yeah, that sounds good.
That's
word of a son.
That's her.
I recognize that booty.
I recognize
booty.
That anywhere.
Oh my gosh. No, wait, that's her mom. It's funny, but it's stupid. It's really dumb.
I know.
I think it's pretty dumb.
So anyway.
A lot of childish shit going on in this planet right now. He said, she said, let's fire her, let's fire him, and I need to have a nude pic of you, just in case.
Exactly.
Sorry, carry on.
So we'll talk more about this whole effery of Facebook.
Super effery.
But
revenge porn.
Right now, we got... another segment of da 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 da
dun dun dun
douche of the week.
Oh yes, the douche of the week.
Yeah. So
can anybody guess who is the number one douche of the week? He should be the douche of all time.
Well, what if you just go and put into Google,
yes,
Lieutenant Colonel Satan.
Lieutenant Colonel Satan.
You wonder. I wonder who comes up.
I wonder. I suggest you guys Google it. Try it. See what happens.
Right. Well.
And that's all we're going to say.
The guy that comes up.
Are we going to say the name? Are we going to say the name?
Yes.
What if he finds us? What if he finds me?
Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
You say it. I'm not going to say
Michael
it.
Michael Aquino.
Lieutenant Colonel Satan.
Yes.
Lieutenant Colonel
so
Satan.
So we're not going to say that much more about him. Just you have to look him up.
That sums it up. Lieutenant Colonel Satan.
And.
Straight up.
Yes. And the things that you're going to find if you look this man up will blow your mind, mm-hmm, on how far it continues to stretch, mm-hmm, in so many directions, mm-hmm, in the government, in social engineering, in so many areas, mind wars.
NSA.
NSA. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just endless, literally endless. I mean, this guy crosses over to more things than I never ever heard of anybody
Kathy
else.
Kathy O'Brien.
Oh, yeah.
Max Spears.
Yes.
He's the handler for so many victims of effery. It's really quite sad. It's very scary.
Absolutely.
He's got some serious power. He's got some big cojones.
Oh, yeah.
And
I know.
He's very, very, very smart.
I agree.
Very, very smart and very, very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Don't want to cross him. Don't want to. Definitely not.
So, with that said, we have to go and take a little break here.
But Google it, Lieutenant Colonel Satan. Do it.
Lieutenant Colonel Satan, and you'll see what comes up.
Yep.
Raquel and the Russian.
Stick around.
Stick around for more on Radioslot.com.
If you're familiar with the Kulsevud section of the newspaper, you probably understand this message quite well. You see, in the Kulsevud section, everything gets abbreviated. Consonants, vowels, prepositional phrases, the very building blocks of our language are thrown right out the window. And that makes it difficult when you're trying to sell your car. You've got a limited amount of sps to work with. And by the time you abbreviate the description of your car down to a couple of fragmented sentences, it sounds less like a car and more like a blick sedan with slick new condition lemuls. No wonder more people are selling their cars through eBay Motors. They can post unlimited text and photo descriptions, and with a nationwide marketplace, they're likely to sell it for more. Plus, both parties can be covered by eBay's vehicle protection program. Buyers are happy, sellers are happy, and no one's abbreviating. eBay Motors, a better way to sell your car.
The all-new Harley-Davidson Sportster is here. Get out in the wind and experience it firsthand, or start making excuses.
I was going to get one of those myself, but spent the $64.95 on a killer dinette set. Yeah, it's a sweet table, man. Not just for dinner. It's dinette, but you can have breakfast, too, and lunch.
But you'll have to dig deep to convince yourself anything else could be as satisfying.
Yeah, I just sit at the head of the table. I feel like... like king or something.
The bike you've always wanted starts at $6,495.
Harley, dinette set, Harley, dinette set. It's a tough decision.
The new Sportster. It's time to ride.
Hi, this is intern Brian, and you're listening to The Talk Slot on Radioslot.com.
At Kelly Moore, we want to tell you about two great ways to save on paint. The first involves a rubber band. The second involves Kelly Moore's top-rated house paint, our 1240 AcroShield acrylic flat finish. It's preferred by painting contractors. It's very tough, long-lasting, designed for stucco, wood siding, metal, or masonry, and is on sale now for only $13.95 a gallon, a $6 savings. And to save even more, back to that rubber band. Just stretch it across the top of your open paint can and hook it under the sockets where the handle attaches. Then use it to wipe the excess paint off your brush and back into the can, instead of onto the rim and down the sides. So come to your Kelly Moore paint store now. Save $6 off our best house paint and stretch your dollar. Then stretch that rubber band to stretch your paint. But hurry, the sale will be over in a snap, and that could hurt. Ouch.
Kelly Moore, help you do it right. We're the painter's paint store.
Hi, this is Brian Drake.
And I'm the Deacon.
You can catch us on the air every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to noon on Radioslot.com. And follow us on Twitter, BrianDrake88, because the Deacon's too lazy to start his own Twitter account.
Can't tweet. Don't do the tweet.
Don't touch that dial. You don't know where it's been.
Radioslot.com.
Welcome back, Raquel the Russian.
Hey. Thanks for sticking around with our silliness.
I know.
Our goofiness.
Sometimes we
something's
get a
in the air
nuts.
Tonight. Yeah, we get a little crazy.
I know.
It's okay.
So, yeah, it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah. I mean,
we got some positivity next up, anyway.
They did kind of call me crazy Russian.
Oh, the crazy Russian.
Or sometimes the mad Russian. But anyway.
The mad Russian?
Yeah.
You're not mad.
Well.
Not right now. I'm just kidding.
But so we have another new segment for the show.
Yes. It's a positive thing.
Yeah, so we want to honor our wonderful military personnel that go and protect our country.
Our heroes.
And that allow us to go and do what we do in our daily lives and be, well, better protected than most other areas.
A little bit safer.
Yes. So we want to go and honor these people. And we're not talking about, you know, just, you know, five-star generals and that. We're talking about, you know, you could be just the guy that went and saved, you know, one of your fellow soldiers or something like that. And they're, you know.
Someone who goes the extra mile.
Right.
Someone who puts their own neck out.
Right.
Multiple times.
Right. So That's why we have a new segment called Our Star Hero. So our star hero, which actually Raquel went and brought to my attention.
He's awesome.
Yes.
He's my hero.
And who is he exactly?
His name is Craig Sawyer. His nickname is Craig Solomon Sawyer. Yeah. He is the founder of Veterans for Child Rescue, V4CR, which we talked about a couple shows ago.
Right.
Which is a nonprofit organization to help the awareness of domestic minor sex trafficking. But this guy goes in there and infiltrates these scumbags' little huts and their homes and their compounds and rescues these children and puts the bad guys either to sleep permanently if he has to or whatever he has to do. He's an ex-sniper right. for the Navy. And
we should give a little bit of a
little backup here.
A little background on Craig Sawyer.
He's a former Navy SEAL sniper, combat instructor. He's the owner of Tactical Insider, which is a technical advice on weapons and combat. For Hollywood actors. His military career began with the Marine Corps in 81, switched to the Navy in 86 to pursue a career in special ops as a Navy SEAL. He's got basic underwater demolition. Wow. He's awesome. Bud, Sea, Air, Land, SEAL training class 149 and served in SEAL Team 1. Wow. There's how many now? I know there are 6 and 10. I think maybe it's more than 10. I don't even know. I haven't followed that.
Wow.
He deployed during Gulf War. And served as a sniper instructor. So this guy's got it going on.
Right.
Yeah. He went to serve in the Elite Naval Special Warfare Development Group.
And he's also the founder of this organization.
Yes.
The Veterans for Child Rescue.
Yes.
Where he goes and brings in other fellow veterans to help him and other people, you know, to come in and try to go and catch these bad guys that go and traffic in children and...
And these are bad. These are the quote-unquote bad guys that he gets. I mean, these are super scumbags. I mean, the worst of the worst of the worst. Trafficking little 7, 8, 9, 10, 13, however young, underage 18, for trafficking to having sex with 20 times a day or whatever. Who knows, maybe more than that, these poor girls. It's just unfathomable. It just makes me sick.
And boys.
And boys. Yes. And boys. And they dope them up. They traffic them. It's all bad. But he did a documentary called Contraband.
Oh,
excellent.
Really?
Excellent. That's how I found out about this guy. I was like, damn, this guy's awesome. He's handling business.
Was it a documentary?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if I saw the whole thing, or I think I just saw the trailer. I was like, oh my god, this guy's off the hook.
Was it like on History Channel or something?
I don't remember. I think it was on YouTube or something.
Oh, really?
Or on Amazon. I don't remember. But it's awesome. He's doing another one. called, I don't know the name of it, but I know he's coming up with a bunch of other stuff. And this his whole new program, The Veterans For...
I think that's great.
Oh, it's outstanding. And he's Billy Badass, too. He's awesome.
Sure, yeah. Sure.
And so we want to give him a hats off. And,
oh, yeah, absolutely. He's definitely our star hero, without a doubt.
You guys got to Google him. He's great.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we need more people to stand up.
Right.
But here's the thing. You know, he's an amazing person himself, but we need to go and have government step up to the plate, okay?
Yeah.
You know, all the different enforcement organizations throughout our country, local, state, and federal. You know, we need to really step up to the plate and quit the baloney and do what's necessary.
Right, but
you know,
it's not happening enough. It really isn't.
No, it's not. You know, I mean, it's sad. We can do more.
Yep, but people are either too lazy or too scared or just don't want to open their eyes and see what's really going on.
Right.
And it's everywhere. I know I sound like a broken record. I say this every other show, it seems like, but it's like everywhere.
Right.
It's just a trafficking thing.
I know. And I mean, it's been going on and we've gone and turned our heads to this for so many generations.
Yep.
We're talking about, well, literally hundreds of years.
Right.
I mean... that this kind of thing has been going on, that adults feel that they can go and manipulate and take advantage of children.
And make money doing it.
Make money doing it and get whatever rocks off
and
it
pass
or
them
also.
Around. Yep.
You know, with no regard to a human child's life.
Right. Boy, but if it happened to them, they would have a shoe on the other.
Well, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of predators, in fact, have had some kind of sexual.
Maybe, yeah, right.
You know. Impropriety right. themselves.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's many that's like
that. I wouldn't doubt it.
But
I just came across this thing here on Craig Sawyer again. It says Navy SEAL busts Connecticut pedophile ring, arrests 5 child rapists.
Wow.
There's a picture of him leaning down as a sniper with his rifle. He's awesome.
I'm going to take him out.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. I wonder what else he's done. He must have been doing a lot. He's so
but
great.
But you know, when you have, when you catch somebody red-handed like this, a ring like this, and you catch them red-handed, and there's no doubt that these are bad guys, sometimes I wish that just something goes wrong and just have to take them out, you know?
Well, yeah. Big time.
Save us all a hassle, you know? I'm not trying to be, you know, I'm just saying some of these really guys that there's no doubt you're
catching
them.
They need to be terminated. Period. Yeah.
I mean, what are we doing?
I know. And you know what? Thankfully, that Backpage BS is shut down because that was, what, 76% or 70% of the trafficking? That's how they were able to get a lot of them.
Right.
You know?
Right. So another thought, just what you just broke up now, a thought did come up now. With the shutdown of Backpage.
What's next?
Well, no. But with the shutdown of Backpage, now the enforcement agencies don't have a way to
I was thinking about that.
And continuing to track people.
I know.
So that's one problem.
Unless they have some other.
Right?
I know.
I was thinking
about that too. Like, ooh, that's great, but they have to do it.
I know. So it's like a catch 22.
It's like a bittersweet. Yeah. Super catch 22.
You know that had to have been an incredible tool for law enforcement to
go catch
bad guys.
Yeah, there must be other ones popping up, though. There's got to be. But not like that, though. But yeah, you're right. No, you're right. That's crazy.
You know,
I was thinking that, too.
You know, I was just thinking about, you know, it's like.
And you know what? That Epstein guy had a lot to do with this, too. But Jeffrey Epstein, Epstein Island, whatever, and all the trafficking. And
oh, yeah.
He was a big member and all that,
His
too.
His temple?
Yeah. Yeah. God.
Oh, my God.
That's just scumbag city.
Yeah, what do they call his?
Little Saint.
Lolita.
Oh,
plane?
Lolita Express.
Yeah, Lolita Express.
Yes. Want to take a flight?
Yeah.
One 12-year-old? Yeah. Yeah, straight up. Yeah. And then a couple of girls came out. Yeah, we don't need to go here again, but a couple of girls came out, and the one was interviewed on Dr. Phil.
Oh, you know, I think I saw a little piece of that.
Her parents gave her into the industry. They had sex. Gave her up when she was birthed and sold her, just like Kathy O'Brien's dad did to her, too. Scumbag city.
How could a parent do that?
Obviously, you're how fucking psycho.
I mean, even if you're starving, like in some of the third world countries, and that's some of this goes on by families. They have nothing else, and so the women go and they prostitute the women out so they can live.
Right.
You know.
I wouldn't do it. I'd rather die.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
My God.
But some of them also go and completely give them away to these rings.
Yep.
Never to be seen again.
Makes me sick. That's disgusting.
Just so that mom and dad
can go do their effort.
Continue to live.
Oh my gosh.
For some period of time for whatever money they got.
The one thing I have to say to that is when they approach them pearly gates, they're not going to be going through them. Sorry. Scumbag. It's disgusting. It makes you wonder, like, what? Huh.
You would think the parent would want to lay their life down on the line.
Oh, hell
Before anything like that could ever
happen. A normal person would.
You know, I would think that the father would go and say, just slit my throat because, you know, I ain't doing
Take me, yeah.
You know?
Ugh.
It's amazing.
It's all bad.
It is.
But thank you, Craig, because you're handling some business. He put a little thing on YouTube today. It was like this little snippet of some bunker they found. It was like a child bunker cabin slash.
Do you recall where?
No, he didn't say. He only showed little snippets of the videos, and it showed straps.
Was it in our country, or
I think don't
it
was know? He didn't say. It was on YouTube. It said creepy cabin, kid cabin, hideaway, or something, and it had these makeshift straps on tree limbs, and this little bunker where you look down, and obviously the children could not climb up, but there was like this long piece of wood where obviously they shoved the wood down there for them to get rallied up, and like toys and beds, and oh my God, he cut off half the video. I could tell he just didn't want us to see all of it, probably, but it's pretty nasty.
That is.
And yeah, it was abandoned at that point, but it's just, it's frightening.
Right.
It's frightening.
In all these other countries that are very, very poor, I imagine that there are some, you know, even orphans, you know, that might, you know, be on the street.
Right.
And they may be themselves forced to go and sell themselves.
Oh my gosh, right? You just brought up a whole nother point. The orphanages are like the hub.
Absolutely.
The hub since the 30s, even in Ireland and everything. Yeah.
I think since long before that, even.
Probably. Yeah. So sad.
You have all these orphanages and all these little girls and little boys there. Yeah. And, you know, orphanages are trying to get, you know, they have so many, they're trying to go and get them, some of them taken up by some family or some person to take, you know, take responsibility for their lives. And what happens? You have all these scumbags come in.
Super scumbags, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we want the blonde hair, blue-eyed,
Good girl, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll have a good life, yes.
Then you got people like poor Kathy O'Brien, like her family, her dad sold her to whoever, and then she has a daughter after being raped by one of these politicians because she was a sex slave for all this time, and then watching her daughter get raped and abused, and she couldn't do anything about it. It's just like, that's the ultimate effery right there.
You know, I don't. Sometimes it's just, you got to think there's something you can do about it.
I know, but there's only so much you can do.
I know.
Sawyer's got the balls, he's got the strength, and he's got the manpower and the skills.
Yes, it does take us a whole lot of
strength. We don't recommend anyone try and do this himself, but he obviously knows what he's doing.
Right.
You know what I was just remembering? Danville had a bust for trafficking.
That's
not
right.
Not too long ago.
That's right. So, you know, our star hero, which we're going to continue this segment on in other shows.
Thank you, Craig.
Craig, yes. Thank you so much, Sawman.
Yeah.
And you have to go check out v4cr.org, which is his website for trying to go and stop these traffickers.
Yep.
And, you know, this is all like non-property. He puts in his own money.
And you can volunteer, too. I'm a volunteer to help with online stuff.
Right.
And if there's a conference or anything out in your area, you can help put that on and stuff and recruit people to come and check it out. But, yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, maybe you can be part of helping catching these really disgusting bad guys that
dirty,
you know. And why is it in our country that these criminals have more rights than the victim? I just don't get that.
That is a whole nother
Don't get me started.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Our government's twisted.
Well, you know, I don't think, I mean, they're twisted, all right, that's for sure. But you know, I think the laws were, the original laws our founding fathers wrote, I think were right in line and were correct.
Mm.
I just think the manipulation of future generations have messed it up.
Well,
I think that's the bottom line, you know. Right. And then we have the people that we have in our judicial systems, in our courts, the judges that we have there. You know, they've been totally manipulated,
For the wrong reason. It's
right. So, I don't know. We need more organizations like Sawman's got going
big
on
time.
Here. And there's not enough of it.
No, there isn't.
And
it really isn't. It's not. It's so thick too. It's so everywhere that we need like 10 Sawyers. We need 10 Craig Sawyers.
And obviously, it's very dangerous.
Or maybe 100. Yeah, it's very
dangerous.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, these bad guys are literally doing the most disgusting feats that you can possibly think of to a human being.
Yeah. So bad. It's
right?
So bad. If you watch the little things on YouTube of the real stuff, it's bad.
So.
The undercover
a lot of these
video.
Guys, ugh. They don't want to go quietly.
No. Right.
You know, I mean, I would think.
Yeah. And how they, you know what gets me is you go on YouTube and you Google it and you look it up or whatever, and you look at these little undercover videos of the men that file in one after another after another after another to go have sex with one girl or boy, and this one girl is taken one after another after. Okay. If you're a porn star, Stormy, and you're doing a little gangbang, cool. But a little girl... Come on. And these guys are walking in all cock-a-doodle-doo and then knowing that the one guy was just there before him. I mean, come on.
Well, even in the professional porn gangbang, it's still a certain
You still
time
get your play. Icing going, get an ice
not
down
only
or
that,
something.
They only go a certain number of hours.
Right,
because,
right.
Because
you can't handle it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And it's just all bad. It's not.
I know.
So, yeah.
With that said,
yes,
we're going to go to and take a little break here. I'm Raquel the Russian.
Don't move a muscle.
We'll be right here on Radioslot.com.
If you're going to the casinos in Reno or Lake Tahoe, you're in luck. Because Greyhound's lucky streak starts right here.
Get lady luck on your side. Good luck is what you seek, so get lucky. Get lucky. Go Greyhound's lucky streak, streak, streak.
From San Francisco, only Greyhound's lucky streak goes direct to the Reno casinos 8 times daily for just $31.50 round trip.
Get lucky.
Or take Greyhound's Lucky Streak direct to Lake Tahoe 9 times daily for just $29.90 round trip.
Get lucky, get lucky, go Greyhound's Lucky Streak, Streak.
Plus, if you're over 21, you receive big bonuses for food, drink, and cash on Greyhound's Lucky Streak to Reno or Lake Tahoe.
Go Greyhound and leave the driving to us.
Hey, this is Katie of Little Gray Clouds, and you're listening to the Talk Slot on Radioslot.com.
Bank of America is now introducing its new adjustable rate priority plus homes as fast as we can.
She's saying that Bank of America is now introducing its new adjustable rate priority plus home loans as fast as we can.
They're really fast. Fast.
She says they're really fast. How fast is fast? We'll approve your home loan in only 3 days.
Priority
plus is for qualified borrowers looking to buy a home or to refinance.
When you put down 25%
when you put down 25% or more, you'll close faster and easier.
You'll have less paperwork.
You'll have less paperwork.
Less hassle.
Less hassle.
And more precise.
And more personalized service.
What's more, Priority Plus Home Loans?
What's more, Priority Plus Loans feature our lowest adjustable interest rates ever.
So make an appointment now.
So make an appointment now at any convenient B of A branch.
Or call 1-800-344-1224.
Or call 1-800-344-1224. That's 1-800-344-1224.
With Priority Plus Home Loans,
she says with Priority Plus Home Loans, we'll work harder so you'll rest easier.
Bank of
An equal housing lender.
An equal housing lender.
Tony.
Yeah.
Mario.
Yeah.
Louis.
Bada boom.
That's it, gentlemen. Welcome to the biggest Italian club in the whole entire city.
Well, actually, there is one Italian club that's bigger.
Who would do this?
Well, Subway. It's Subway Restaurant's new big Italian club. It's delicious, and it's huge. They start with a full foot of freshly baked bread. Then they pile on loads of turkey, ham, pepperoni, and salami.
That's like a half pound of meat.
Bingo! They add a mountain of bubbly cheese, some oregano, and then...
Yeah?
They toast it.
Oh, my gosh!
And they dress it up with onions, lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise, and vinaigrette. It's unbelievable! But it's only available at participating locations for a limited time. Subway Restaurant's new big Italian club.
I'm starving. Meetings adjourned. Hey, knock off the music, huh? Subway, eat fresh.
Subway's a registered trademark of Doctors Associates, Inc.
What is up? This is Marcus, one of the hosts of Straight Male Friend Live. You can catch me and my partner in crime, Matthew Stout. I'm the one who's smart. He's the one who's still learning to read. You can catch us every single Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific time here on Radioslot.com. If you want to follow me, please do, at SMF Marcus. Love to hear from you.
Just when you think we've gone too far, we're just getting started. Radioslot.com.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the show. So, we got a whole new thing to talk about. We don't have that much time to talk about it, but...
We'll give you a little teaser.
Yeah, we'll give you a little teaser anyway. Mm-hmm. And it is about a man named Brian Forrester, who's, I guess,
He's on Gaia, on the Cosmic Disclosure, and he's on YouTube, and he has a website called Hidden Inca Tours, where he goes and pretty much deep digs and takes pictures and videos of ancient sites like the pyramids of Giza, Göbekli Tepe, Machu Picchu, and he finds, or he goes and takes, you know, documentation of these huge, crazy, big, massive things that there's no way they could have built them.
Right.
How many thousands of trillions of years ago, whatever. Like this pristine cutting and edging of these big
Stones
and temples and out of granite and megalithic, just massive.
Right.
Massive.
I mean, it's amazing. We're just watching a video, I think, a few nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
And of the museum.
Of this, it was the, it was the pyramids, because they just discovered that.
So I think this was in Egypt.
Yeah,
this
in Egypt.
Museum.
Giza. Mm-hmm. And the technology, the ancient technology.
Oh, yeah.
It's unexplainable. I don't get it. Like, how the hell did they do that?
Some of these stone boxes.
Like, how did you explain? Like, you'd have a diamond tip. You'd have to have energy. You'd have to have electricity.
Right.
You'd have to have serious machinery.
You'd have a half a powerful motor.
Seriously.
To turn a disc that had diamond tip blades to cut this granite.
And we're talking like bigger than the Egyptian pyramid. Like, this thing is.
Well, I mean, this is a pretty big block.
Pretty
I mean,
big.
A big block.
Like, how many tons or something?
Oh, I forgot.
It was crazy.
It was like some megatons.
Megaliths, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing. But, yeah, so he goes and kind of explains, goes into these places. Somehow he gets in and goes and explains in very, very good language mm-hmm. and very simple words on what he's actually we're looking at. And he's amazing. The things that he's gone and basically brought to... Well, I mean, not to the mainstream, but in a sense, to the mainstream.
Yeah, I think he's a geologist or something. Or
Archaeologist,
yeah.
Right.
He's awesome.
I know.
He's at Contact in the Desert right now with everybody else,
is he?
With David Wilcock and everybody else.
Well, I wonder what's going to be going on there.
Hopefully no effery goes on there. Yes,
huh?
I hope not. I hope not. Corey Good, Eric Von Daniken, the guy from Ancient Aliens, George Sokolos with a hairdo.
Right.
Everyone's down there. Anyways, Brian Forrester, he went down to Egypt and he took his video camera and went down into the depths of the Sphinx and the, I'm drawing a blank. Basically, he goes down deep and to the very bottom of the pyramid and shows this crystal clear water lake at the very bottom of the, that was amazing.
That
beautiful, clean water.
Underground
of the pyramid.
Clean water, moving water.
Moving water, yeah. They had no idea it was there, right?
Crystal
like, that's
clear.
Crazy. It was the Osiris shaft that they
went
down.
Right.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But he goes in all of them. He goes in the Sphinx.
I think they were down like, I don't know, four levels
or something.
Four or five levels down or something. I mean, it was pretty far down.
Yeah, it's crazy. These pyramids are amazing. And you know what? They're still a mystery. We still have no freaking clue. How the heck did they build them? And how the heck did they machine these things? They must have.
Yeah, some of these things are just... You know, and how did stones, for instance, he also goes to different areas like Lebanon. I mean, how did
they bring them in? Yeah.
Right. How does this granite stone from Egypt, found in Egypt, get over to Lebanon?
Yeah. What the heck?
I mean, that's quite a haul.
Yeah. I don't care how many dudes you got to help. That's or whatever animal. It doesn't matter. I mean.
Right.
That's crazy.
And the way they go and cut these stones, some of them rounded. And you would have to have some kind of machinery to do this.
And Göbekli Tepe is a prime example of, they have these, I can't even explain it, like these perfect blocks. And then like some of them are shaped like an H and perfectly angled.
Right.
And faces. And it's just, it's mind blowing.
And then you'll see a round stone in between these.
Yeah,
fit perfectly. Yeah. It's like, how did you do this?
Yeah, what the hell? Yeah.
And we're not talking about that just a little piece.
No,
we're talking about
tons,
long
like
sections
huge,
of round and squared off block.
Yeah.
We're not talking about just like a little piece that's only like, you know, an inch thick or something like that.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So these are whole sections that of these stones that are put into place to go and either hold up hills or what have you.
Right.
Build structure. It's amazing.
And Egypt's not the only mysterious place either. I mean, like they just found, maybe a couple years ago, Turkey.
Right.
They found a big old pyramid. I think they said it's bigger than the Giza pyramids.
Wow.
They found there's another one in China that you can't even go near. It's like guarded by their government, and so we know nothing about it. Why are they hiding it?
Right.
Why has it got foliage on top to try and hide it? But it's so obvious. It's a freaking pyramid. And it's huge.
Well,
I don't know. It's mind-blowing. We'll have to look into this more.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're going to have to go and talk so much more about it because we're running out of time on this show. But this is such a subject that you can call and talk. We talk about it for
forever,
hours,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. Well, time sure flies.
Dang it.
You know, it's the end of another show here. And we're so glad you were able to join us. And hopefully stick around for our next show
you
on
better.
Raquel and the Russian. Right here. on RadioSlot.com.
Good night. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Number one station. Your number one station. Number one. RadioSlot.com.